How can you stop someone from going out? It's so far
how is the point?
Usually this question relates very much to the younger people.
Alpine always encourage maximum distribution. But you will not be able to do that and you will find it out yourself without the proper basis. Prabhupada gave the basis. Like one should not go out without chanting 16. You know, why should one do this? It's not needed. Follow the program, go out. Especially on Sankita, on traveling Sankita, you can regulate it very nicely. But that regulation is very important. Be steady, have a steady base going on. We are not on the radar of the bhakti, you know. Spontaneous devotion, sorry. Maybe some of us are, I don't know. So, the only thing I can recommend is just to keep your life steady. There will be enough book distribution. Actually, book distribution is not even that much depending on the amount of time you spend out there, but on the concentration. What's the use to run around hours and hours completely spaced out? Prepare yourself, change your routes, read your time, go on. But then when you go out, then that's it. Then nothing else. Not like, oh, shall I go out now? Or shall I go back and read a little bit more? Oh, man, I should change a little bit more. You do your thing and go out. No doubt. Because the most important principle is to get down from that mental platform. This is quite basic thing. Very new bhakta should actually learn this kind of thing. Book distribution is after all also a devotional service, like any other service in that regard. So you don't have a pujari running out on an altar going, oh, I feel like I should make one arctic more. It's great here. Let's offer 5 kilos in a row. That's great. They love it. That's spontaneous thing, which Prabhupada introduced. Prabhupada introduced us to regulation. But there is still enough space to go crazy on Sankirtan, no more. And it's a fact, instead of sitting 6 hours in a van, reading a book and falling asleep, then you go out and work hard. That's right. That's right.
Thank you for the nice class. Can you tell us one more story how you was protected with Warum Schikanel? I hear one story a long time ago. You was in some German town and you was protected by Warum Schikanel. Some crazy man was running after you.
I told the story yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was not there.
I can tell you this privately again.
Okay. Brigapati Prabhu told me this once, that said the Prabhupada said something of this nature. He just read many, many books, that's pretty good, but it's not wonderful. Says if you get a whole bunch of people to read Prabhupada's books, then that's wonderful. So my question is what's the best way to become wonderful?
This depends on the phase, on the age of a sankirtan. I would almost say, predict that every sankirtan devotee comes to the point where playing